Coach Carroll recruited me. He was, I think, he's in like his third year at SC. He was trying to change the whole culture down there, and it was something that, like, you know, a lot of us, we were at the Army Bowl. A lot of us bought into pretty early in high school, and it was something. It was a lot of fun, though. But, you know, I think, you know, we won a lot of football, and that's kind of how you have fun. And so coming here, it's kind of been the same thing.
Did he have to sell you wanting USC? I mean, I know you grew up in California. When you're in high school, what programs were you thinking of going to?
You know, in high school, the Pac-10, there's, you know, UCLA is right there too, and there's some other schools. But I had a buddy in high school, and he was highly recruited too, and so we kind of decided early on that we were going to go there because we like, you know, Coach Ogeron and those guys too, and so that the whole philosophy of the program was pretty cool.
Who was your buddy?
His name is Chris Barry.
Do you feel like this has been your best year in the league?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, definitely. You know, just being healthy and being able to play all 16 has been great.
What other ways, maybe, you know, besides just being healthy? Coach Hill, or I don't know, Coach Cutter?
No, yeah, they've been definitely instrumental. They're, you know, both really positive guys. And I think just knowing them, because they recruited me in high school too, so I've known them for a long time. So it's good. And obviously they real positive guys. And you know, if you have a bad play, they're not too worried about it. They're all about, you know, bouncing back. So it's been cool.
Sam, what's the difference that you see in Seattle without Chris Clements, or going to be without him?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to see because there's not a lot of snaps of it on tape. You know, like, we've played him the past 2 years he's been there, and then all we got is basically 30 plays to go on off of the last game they played. And so it's going to be interesting to see how they see it, you know, because he's such a great player and he's such a force coming off the edge.
Is Irvin a little bit of an unknown, or do you feel like you've got a good read on him?
No, he's in there on sub. He's a great pass rusher, you know, like a smaller guy similar to Clemens. And so I think he'll you know, fill in his spot and probably play well.
But they still got three other pretty good guys there, don't they?
Definitely, yeah. They got a good front.
You may not know.